Right, how you lot doing? It's really important to not drop your phone on the floor. It's really important to keep the kind of people around you that you're trying to be like. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you've got plans, you've got goals, you've got dreams, you've got visions, you're taking actions, you're not taking actions, you're procrastinating, you're not procrastinating, you're focusing and you're not focusing. Almost lost focus on what my word was there. So are the people around you, question, dudettes, cowabungas, remember the Ninja Turtles? Yeah, I was Michelangelo. Yeehaw. Who are you? Who are your favourite? Do you remember purple, blue, orange and green and red? Donatello and yeah. Are the people around you? Let's get back to it real. Come on, me and you, sit down. Let's have a little chat. Come on, boy. Come on, girl. Let's do this. And non-gender specific people and spirits. If you don't relate yourself with a human body or, you know, human incarnation, whatever. Okay. Are the people around you, seriously now, let's get real. Are the people around you a reflection of the kind of person that you want to be like? What do you want to be like? You want to be like Mike, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, as Biggie once said, the late great Biggie, March 9th, rest in peace. Greatest of all rhyme. What do you want to be like? What are you trying to be like? Or what are you already like, as in presence, as in spirit, as in non-duality, as in the witness that you are? Have you got people who are flippin' flong, flagrant around you? Another quote, Eddie Murphy. Stand up, raw. Have you got people that are not aligned, are shouty, angry, aggressive, loud, volatile, easily triggered? You having to comfort and console them, like, oh, no, I'm sorry I didn't put that there. Oh my God, you put that there, so that means this, you know, negatively flipping out and putting things on you. Do you do that to them? Are you a fucking weak link in your chain for other people around you? Yes, no, maybe. Question again. And statement. We need to be around people, ideally, that are supportive, nurturing, and good for our growth. Of course, on the spiritual path, especially on Shaivite spiritual, Shivoham, all that, we accept whatever the funk we receive, and we use all of that as a tool for our growth, you know? So someone steps on your foot, someone triggers you, someone's upset you, someone's dumped you in a relationship, you've dumped them, you've got hurt, you've hurt them, whatever. You know what I mean? You've got to go to court, you've run over someone's car, or you have an accident, whatever it is. All those things on a spiritual path especially, and just generally in life, whether you're spiritual or not, can be used as a tool for our growth, impetus for growth. You know, like Sadhguru says about the lotus flower, using all that slush and whatever it is underneath to become a beautiful flower on top. You know what I mean? Because underneath it's all grimy and, like, you know, dark and murky and all that, what it is, whatever it is. But on top it comes out a beautiful lotus flower. So we can use all those things, even the butterflies. Metamorphosis, you know, the chrysalis of from a caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly. Like, it goes through shit, we go through hard times, we get knocked down. So again, it's really important to have people around us, whether online, spiritually, emotionally, you know, energetically, support, nurture and inspire, motivate us, and also, let us do our best so that we can be that for other people as well. The best way to do that is just work on your game, work on my game, work on it. You know what I mean? Inner work, outer work, so financial, wealth, health, mentality, well-being, emotions, and then inner, not being triggered. You know what I'm saying? Looking at why we have an emotional charge or energetic charge around certain things. Like I listen to a certain song, like, no, I don't like that. It brings me up memories from the past or whatever. For example, I'm saying, you know what I mean? But if I was to sit down and be in tune with that song, literally, if it's on the radio, in tune with it, and be like, yo, what's coming up within me that's like making me adverse to this, that doesn't want to listen to it? Do you know what I mean? So yeah, boom. This is Jitin Patel. Thank you a lot for listening. Please share this on if you like. If you don't like, comment in why you don't like it. On this app, you can actually verbally comment and I can choose whether if I want to put it in the show or not, which is kind of awesome, right? So yeah, thank you to the guys at Beep. You know, if I use this somewhere else. Thank you for listening. And yeah, be the best example of yourself that you can be. I'll leave the show with a quote from the great Mahatma Gandhiji. And Mahatma means great soul. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't his name. Oh, his name's Mahatma, innit? Mahatma from the, you know, down all Chigwell Park, innit? Mahatma. Down from Gujarat in London, innit? In India, innit? Near Mumbai and that. Nah, mate. Mahatma Gandhiji. So, be the change that you wish to see, Bapu. Be the change that you wish to see. Peace. I had to do that with a few wobbling heads, innit? Anyway, cool. Thanks. I'm guilty. I'm not perfect. No way in my human experience. I'm not. A spirit, we are. Cool. Let's align with our centeredness, with the spirituality, the spirit that was within, and meditate, listen, hear the silence, feel the silence, be the silence, non-duality, we are that. And yeah, nothing's good or bad, right or wrong, it is what it is, okay? That can be subject to discussion, which we'll leave for another point, but main thing is, let's cultivate an environment around us that's really supportive, nurturing for our growth, our goal, our dreams, our visions. Starting with the bedroom, clean it up, do you know what I mean? Some business guy told me that he works with businesses and the first thing that he does is go around and have a look at the bedroom, see if it's tidy. Like, you want to fucking have a $1 million merger deal with me? I want to see how clean your room is, son, before you try and dotting the I's and crossing the T's and whatnot about my contract, son. Of course, it's all an example. I'm not quite there yet, but yeah. Let's be the $1 million baby within ourselves. Realize the golden child that we are forever and within, always. Peace. So many references to 80s stuff right now. Yeah, I love it. I'm an 80s baby, I guess. Peace. What baby are you? Cry baby? A throwing toys at the pram baby? Or the picker-upper, the fixer? You know what I'm saying? I used to be a fixer for a long time. Now I'm just looking at fixing myself. Ooh, from the unbroken presence that I am. Deep. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.